Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Noah?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Noah. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good too. Happy Monday, right?
Yes.
I
Usually it.
was gonna say we have to start somewhere, so we might as well be extra positive on Mondays, right?
Always.
Always,
You know,
yep, I
this
agree.
is the day that the Lord has made, and let us be glad and
And
rejoice
rejoice
in
in
it.
it. Love it. You're a believer. I am too.
Oh,
Oh,
I'm more
praise
than
the
a
Lord.
believer. We are
Oh.
called kings and priests of the Most High God.
I love it.
We have authority down here, and
Yep.
what we bind on earth is what will be bound in heaven, and so He's made us little lighthouses
Yep.
to spread the gospel in such a way that it saltens even the most bitter areas of our lives.
Amen. That's so true. I love it. That's so great. I love the way that you use your testimony as a witness too, by the name of your business. That must mean Jesus Christ restores, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. I love it. You're so
If you
creative too.
see our logo, it's actually they're like chain links.
Oh, really? I
Oh.
didn't see the logo. Let me see if I can find it. Give me one second here. I love
Yeah, it's
it.
a J and a C, and then they're both like kind of bound together, and it looks like chains. We already know who the chain breaker is.
Right? Yep. Absolutely.
Come on.
That's what a neat logo. I can kind of see that branding online and giving you a digital footprint. So when people start to see that chain link, they kind of coordinate it with JC Restores, just like when they see the duck, they think of Aflac. You know what I mean? So it's very
Yeah.
important to have a catchy logo like that, and yours is perfect for your business. And I wanted to ask you, because I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing?
Yeah, so like what's the company and how do you guys how are you guys involved into getting the Google ads placed on a higher list?
Okay, great question. So our company name is Local Splash, and we're one of the very few companies in the nation that has an elite status with Google known as a premier partnership. And what that means is that Google hand-selected us to have a support staff on site. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you'll also have that extra support staff for your business. Now, this isn't Google Ads because we do Google pay-per-click ads, of course, but those are more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month. They're not very
Right.
beneficial for a small to mid-sized business because they're very, very expensive and you have to pay every single time someone clicks on them. Okay, and that's the only service you can get if you call Google directly. Understandably, Google makes millions and millions of dollars running pay-per-click ads for all types of corporations across the board. Okay, so what this will do is it will put you on the first page of the local maps in the Tulsa area, and it's unlimited. So you don't have to worry about paying per click or paying a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay. And the benefit of this and is that it's exclusive, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll actually block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, without a doubt, because that will maximize the jobs that come to you exclusively, you know? Now, being that you're 2 years in business, Noah, you would absolutely qualify for our new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also it'll program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's a different search result altogether. So once we program JC Restores into the mobile platform, you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, I do see the logo. It's very cool. Did you create that yourself, or did you kind of think of it and then hire someone to create it, or how did it come about?
Yeah, we had actually created that.
I love it. It's awesome. So I'm going to put that in the notes that we can use that for branding. And then other than that cool logo, do you have anything else set up online, like a business Facebook or a website or anything like that yet?
Yeah, we have a Facebook as well.
Okay, perfect. Business Facebook. Reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works, because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. And if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then we'll make sure that next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see which new clients you receive from Google, which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see if they use their GPS directions to locate you, which zip codes they're coming from. And then if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, then you also have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so,
gotcha.
Yeah, and being that this is a month-to-month program, Noah, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Honestly, probably not at this time, just because we've been so busy right now to where the business is completely been organic, and we've spent our budget on getting some leads through Angie's List.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to get some things on the books for July and August.
Okay.
And so we've spent a little over $1,000 already on our marketing to generate some more income.
Okay.
And we would need to wait until we had another job come in order to facilitate some more revenue to spend on something like this.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for explaining all of that to me, because if it is coming down to dollars and cents, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to offset some of the money that you've spent getting up and running with Angie. Because at the end of the day, I obviously can't do anything about an agreement you have with another company or the money that you spent. but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back, there's no question. Matter of fact, I don't know if Tara explained this to you or not or went over the analytics, but I want to let you know that just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,812 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is right now, JC Restores has a weak internet presence, right? So it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. So
What category are we under?
It's under the home improvement category, but they would include all types of keywords. So let's say that you also do flooring or remodels or decks or, you know, any type of drywall or carpentry. Those are all keywords within the home improvement category, okay? And I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and 1,812 clients are going to come flooding in, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know right. is that 87% of consumers hire off the first page. So even a small percentage of that number for you is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. You know, plus we deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients, and what they tell us on an ongoing basis is the revenue that they get by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they got off of the Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're not even buying leads anymore, and they're saving a ton of money, because why would you if people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. So here's what I'm thinking, Noah. I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved, where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. So he was a different industry. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because as a startup business, he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. I mean, his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do was work out the special pricing. And he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So he had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put you into that exact same program. What it would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce the monthly fee down to just $249. So that would save you a...
Oh, that's grout. That's going to be for that back wall. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
Give me just a minute. Okay. And you were saying...
So what I was saying is that's our friends and family pricing, and it would save you $150 today if I could get this approved, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. Now, one thing I want to also do, since you're my brother in Christ, is see if they would allow me to also include a website for you. We build Google-compliant websites here. And I see you already own the domain jcrestores.com, right? Yep. So if I get it approved, we could actually build the site on that domain. And typically we charge an extra $400 to put the sites together. But I figure that since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today, and since you currently don't have a site, I can mention that to my supervisor and see if they would also include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Okay, so in order to do it, I'd have to send out the request and explain your situation, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it, but if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $249 out the door, can we move forward?
That'd definitely be a possibility. I do have a business partner.
Okay.
Because we do, we'll do about $500,000 in revenue this year.
Okay.
And so we've got, it's me and another guy that started the company, but we're actually in business with one more person too. It's kind of like John,
okay.
Peter, and James.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
And so I would have to confirm with them and talk to them about it before I pulled the trigger on anything, just to confirm. But I mean, I'm the person who just made the decision on Angie's List
okay.
for us to do that, and so I'm more over the marketing side of things.
That's good. You probably have a better marketing sense than they do, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, well, and they're, you know, we've got one for operations,
yep.
one for just kind of logistics, and then one that also does sales and marketing. And so I'm the sales and marketing guy.
Got
and
it.
So I would still need to talk to them to confirm before I could pull the trigger on this. But you said it was $250, and you guys build a page. Now, question on the page.
Yes.
If you can get it approved. But on the page, so is that, say, if we spend that money for a month and then we are like, hey, this is, you know, not working out, and so next month we don't pay for it, so the page would go away as well, correct?
So you would have an option to keep the site if you ever canceled with us down the road, and then you just pay us hosting of $29 a month. So that's a, you know, feature that people love about working with us, because they know that, you know, they get to keep the site no matter what for that minimum, you know, hosting and maintenance fee. And the beauty of it is that we're performance-based, right? So we go month-to-month for a reason. We've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, and we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. And there's a reason for that, you know, because nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you guys won't either. It's like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, you know? So here's what I'm thinking, Noah, because you're in Tulsa, which is a highly competitive area for what you do, as you know, and we have 40 technicians calling out and only one position available. For this specific category and area, we haven't seen a position of this magnitude even open in the area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. So typically a position like this does fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. So what I would recommend, because just like it says in Proverbs 11, there's wisdom in the multitude of counsel, right? So I absolutely want you to get the two other partners involved. I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were all three 100% comfortable. If you calculate this out, it comes to about $8 a day, you know, to increase your business. And again, there is no contract, so it's fully cancelable at any time. So I'm pretty sure that they wouldn't be opposed to you at least trying it. But if you want to get their blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if you put me on hold and maybe tried to call them on the other line. I can definitely wait for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me just a second.
Yeah, of course.
And just to be very transparent, you wouldn't lie to me, would you?
Of course not. No, I've been with this company for 12 years, and the reason as a Bible-believing Christian I stay with this company is that I've seen this be life-changing for businesses that we work with. So, yeah,
right.
This is going to definitely help you. And worst-case scenario, look at it like this. Let's say you try this and somewhere down the road you end up canceling. And again, I know that that won't happen, right? Because nobody cancels on profit. But let's say that you did. Worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because at that point, right. JC Restores will already be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on the popular.
Oh, so we stay?
Well, you're going to be optimized still. You're going to have verified listings. You'll be on the directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform.
It just wouldn't be on the very top.
Exactly. If you ever canceled, naturally, you're not on the first page because that's the service you pay us for. But even so, you still have a stronger internet presence than you have right now.
So could we cancel with Yelp?
Yeah, you can absolutely. Because Yelp, I think, because we deal with a lot of their clients, is also a month-to-month program. Is that the way they told you it was, or did they put you in a contract?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yelp used to be one of the directories that we included with our program, and we still do on a special request, but more people are trying to opt out of the Yelp listing. Because recently they've been known to filter reviews. I saw, you know, one lady called in and she was so upset telling me that she had 22 positive reviews on Yelp. And the minute she started working with them and running some ads, all of a sudden she only had 9 negative reviews. And she called them and said, what's going on? What happened? And they said, oh, well, we can put them back. It's only going to cost you $300 a month. And to me, that's extortion. I don't know how they're getting away with it, but they were known recently to filter reviews, and that's why some people were trying to, you know, kind of opt out of the Yelp listing.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you guys could provide Yelp as well?
Yeah, we can definitely do the Yelp listing. We don't do any type of, you know, ads or anything on it, but we would link the website to it to help you with that branding of your logo, like, you know, creating that digital imprint for your business, because those are called trusted citations. Anytime you have more directories that you're listed on, even if they're little rinky-dink directories that you've never heard of before, Google recognizes those as giving you a strong internet presence, and it's part of the factors that will help you rank on the first page.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Take your time to have a couple of emails to catch up on, so I don't mind waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can probably hear my business partner drilling.
In the background, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was coming from
like,
your
what
site.
What was that? No.
No,
hello,
this is
business
Cole.
Partner.
Hello, I'm Cole.
Cole,
he,
nice
he
to meet you.
He had a couple questions for you.
Okay, no problem. My
nice
name's Tina.
You.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
okay.
that. So do you want me to explain
guess,
it
like,
to you, or do you have just specific questions?
I think you kind of gave it to me in a nutshell. It was more so like, is there a specific kind of business you do this for, or just any business? And then I guess secondary to that was like, if we're going to be the number one on Google and all that, how, if you had multiple construction businesses, how is one or the other going to be on number one on Google and searches and things?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Great questions. So to backtrack a little bit, what we promise is first page placement. Nobody can tell
first
you where you'll
placement.
Fall within that list. So because we're the best of the best in the industry, we do place businesses all the time that start working with us and they instantaneously go to the number one position. Sometimes they're at
mm-hmm.
five or six before we build up their relevancy and they receive a higher placement. But the good news
mm-hmm.
is even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are achieving 87% of the buying decisions in the area. And that comes from straight
okay.
statistics from Google, that when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire from one of the companies on the first page. And do you know
mm-hmm.
how many will click to the second page, statistically speaking?
I'm going to say 20%.
Oh, wow. You're high. It's actually less than 1%, Cole. And
we live in a lazy society. Come on.
Yep,
all right.
Yep. Instant gratification type of a world, right? People do the search and
yeah.
they see the companies coming up are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, I see that in my own life. So.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah, I have to say I use Google all the time and very rarely do I even click to the second page and I do this as a profession, you know.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
For sure. So I'm sure you'll be able to send us websites and stuff you've done before and references. Is there anybody other than just like a review or is there anybody any of your customers that are willing to use you as a reference?
So
or
we have
that you could use as a reference?
We have approved references, Cole, on our website, and I want to let
mm-hmm.
you know that, and I told this already to Noah, we've been in business
mm-hmm.
for 19 years as a corporation, and
cool.
over the course of 19 years, a couple of neat things has happened. Number one, we've earned an elite status mm-hmm. with Google known as a premier partnership. What that means is that Google actually hand-selected us to have a support staff on-site. There is only a handful of companies in the nation that has a premier partnership. We happen to be one of them, and we've earned that because we're performance-based, number one. Over the course
okay.
of 19 years, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over the United States and Canada, and we do that because we're performance-based. We have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So we also have, and I didn't explain this to Noah, but I want you
what
guys
that means
to know.
Is,
mm-hmm. Go ahead, Noah.
What that means is 97% of your customers don't usually cancel. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They continue with this month after month after month, not because they have to, because nobody signed a contract, right? They're only continuing
mm-hmm.
because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business, okay? But I also want you guys to know that our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business. However, we also have a corporate division. So we've also worked with Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security, Anytime Fitness, Subway Sandwich. So we do also have that corporate division where we're doing this for some high-end businesses. Little side note, for extra space storage, they came on board with us about 10 years ago, and they were very, very skittish and very nervous. So they said, you know what, we're going to do just a small pilot of 4 locations and just kind of gauge it and see how it goes. They grew exponentially, and they just celebrated their 1,300th location listed with us. And they're actually centralized out of Utah, but they came out to our corporate facilities, and they had 2 trucks for us to kind of celebrate the success, you know, that they had with our company. So, yeah, I know that you guys will be no different. It's very cool. You'll absolutely love it, too. And I don't know if Noah told you, but I'm going to try to get the site included for you, too.
Oh, that was my next question. Y'all build a website or no?
Yep. So we build Google compliant sites. They charge an extra $400 to put them together. But I was telling Noah that I do have a little bit of leverage since we're moving forward and we're filling the position today. And since you currently don't have a site, I can explain that to them and see if there's any way that they will allow me to include the site for you also. And I know you guys already purchased the domain, so we could, you know, either A, purchase a new one for you if you wanted, or we could build the site on your domain if you wanted to, since you already have it.
Okay. And it was $250 a month for that?
Yes,
for everything?
If I get the friends and family rate approved, it would absolutely be $250, and you guys would be grandfathered into that rate, where it would never go up. It's actually a dollar shy of that. It would be $249 to be exact, month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar.
Woo! You're saving a dollar, right?
All right. Yeah. So if we don't sign today, you're saying basically it'd be like another $400 on top of that to build the site if we waited?
It's all based on availability. I don't know if you've ever looked into local search engine optimization before, but in order to get a business on the first page of Google, 2 things has to happen. Number 1, there has to be availability, which we have today. Secondly, there has to be hundreds and hundreds of hours of local SEO services performed on a consistent and frequent basis. And that includes content creation, programming, manual submissions, indexing, trusted citations, all of that work to build up your internet presence and give you that digital imprint online.
Okay. All right. I'm cool with trying it for a month. My biggest concern, honestly, like, we're just about to start Angie's List and all that, and it's like, I mean, it's a good problem to have.
We might
we're going to drown really quick. Yeah.
Angie's can keep you afloat while this kicks in, because first page placement on Google, because it does take hundreds of hours of programming, industry standard is 90 days. However, we're a premier partner, so we do it in only 30 to 45 days. So you might get up there even
so
a little bit quicker.
Okay, so it'll be a month before you even...
Well, we're bundling with Facebook ads and whatnot, so the website will be up in 1 to 3 business days if I get that approved. That's the fastest thing. The trusted citations, Noah wants us to also include the Yelp submission. We'll do all of that for you. You'll see that right away, probably within the first week. Within the second week, you're going to see the, you know, Facebook ads running, so you'll start getting, you know, some activity there. But as far as the Google listing goes, I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity in the first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop, and that's where it starts coming to full fruition. Now, I know Noah told me you spent a hefty amount already with Angie's. I don't know how many leads that includes for you, but let's say once your Google listing starts kicking in, you put the leads on pause. You might want to do that, and that'll save you a little bit of money in the long run, because why, you know, pay for leads continually when people are calling you directly from Google?
Good saleswoman, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, no, yeah, well, I've been doing this for a long time, and that's what my clients that use Angie's tell me they did, so that's why I suggest it to you guys, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure. I think we have like a few weeks to a month's worth of leads prepaid with
Oh, perfect.
Angie's. So it's like, that might be doable. Like, there's no doubt. I understand, like, everybody uses Google. It's gonna bring us business probably just as much as Angie's is, but, yeah. I'm down for it to just be $250 today. No other hidden fees or anything like that?
Nope. There's no taxes or surcharges or hidden fees, anything like that. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending out the request just to get the special pricing and the website included. And then we work on a GChat system throughout the office, so I'll probably hear back within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So is the account itself going to be in Noah's name or Cole's name, or does it not matter? Or?
I think it matters as long as we both have access to it.
Absolutely. I'm going to put whichever one is listed on the account, the other one is going to be on here as a authorized user. I'm thinking maybe keep it under Noah because he said he's more on, like, the marketing side of things. But if you want to switch it to
your name. That's all him. I don't even like messing with that stuff. So that's cool.
Okay, let's do that. So we'll put it under Noah, but then we'll put you on there as an authorized user. So, Noah, what's your last name?
Can we have two authorized users? There's three of us, so...
Yep. Yeah, so let me create the account, and once I do, I'll go back to the priority notes, and I'll put both of the other two partners as authorized users. Will that work?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get you to take my info, and then I'm going to go so I can get some work done here real quick.
Okay,
so whatever you need
from
me.
Last name, because I already have the email I pulled off your Facebook. So that is, and that's working right now, noah@jcrestores.com, or is it not working yet because the site's not up?
Oh, no, it's working.
It's working?
We have the email. Yeah, we have the email set up through GoDaddy. We just don't have the web page.
Perfect. Okay. So what's your last name, Noah?
Wilson, Wilson.
Okay. And then I'm going to create a client interview where my technician will call you later to go through the keywords, your service area, building your website, and getting you placed. Do you want to do that? Well, actually, we're triply booked for the rest of the day. So how does your schedule look tomorrow, morning or afternoon? What works best? And that appointment will take about 20 minutes.
Morning would probably be best. Hey, Cole, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you call Jameson and confirm with him?
That everything's good?
I can't put another person on a three-way, but we might be able to do a conference call with him if you are able to call him.
All right, I will, I got to go anyway, so I'll call Jameson and let him know what's up, and then I think you have any of my information that she needs.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Okay, all right, bro.
Okay,
good talking
nice
to you. Thank
meeting you.
You,
Cole. Yeah, and much God bless
yes, ma'am.
You and your business. I love the name of it. We were talking
Amen.
About it. I'm a believer,
you
too.
You too.
And I love it. Yeah, so
best
God. Of luck to you. Praise God. And I love the logo. We're going to use that to help brand you online. So you guys are all good. Now, before I let you go,
Amazing.
Cole, is the billing in your name or is it in Noah's name?
It's in Noah's name.
Okay, good. Okay, right. I just wanted to make sure we didn't have to call you back if it comes to that part. Okay, good. So you're all good to go. It's nice meeting you. And my direct extension here is 777. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, you're going to get some email correspondence from us with the customer service line on it. It's the same number, but when you plug in that 777, it'll ring to my desk, and my name is Tina. That way you can always use the point of contact, okay? So have a really great rest
All
of
right,
your day.
All right,
thank
you, Tina.
All right, you're welcome, Cole.
You too.
No problem.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Hey, text me when you get that info.
I think he's gone, huh?
He probably didn't get it. That's okay.
Yeah. He said he would do it, though. I'm sure he's not going to forget. But if you want to get on the, call and call him again before we finish, you can. But you said for tomorrow the client interview morning would work best. I have a 9 o'clock or a 10 o'clock open. Which one do you think?
9 would be good.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, Noah, is block out 9 to 10 o'clock Central Time. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then, yeah, I've had people before say it's 9:01 and they haven't called me and they're blowing up my phone. I'm like, okay, just give them a little time. They'll call you.
Oh, no. I'll be too busy to care.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Good. Now, for the listing on Google, is the primary number going to be this one, the 918-760-9590?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect.
Are you able to add two numbers?
I can put a secondary number on the website, but as far as the number on Google, it has to be just one main number.
Okay.
Let me look on
fine.
Your Facebook. Do you have this one on your Facebook also, or is it? Let me look.
Oh, yeah. My number is the main number.
I don't think the number's on your Facebook. You might want to add that. Yeah, I see Noah. I see your email and your location. I don't see the number. But, okay. So what's
the secondary?
You don't see
the phone number at all?
Not on the Facebook. It just says JC Restores LLC, Home Improvement, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then Noah at JC Restores. And then, yeah, that's it. So you might... the good thing is I noticed that in the photo section of the Facebook, there's a black and white page with your services and with your logo. On there, it has Jameson's number, and it has one for you. So I think if someone dug around a little bit, they could find it. But I want you to put it right up there under the information, and we can help you do that, too, because when we start running the Facebook ads, we'll have you add us to the Facebook so that we can run ads on it. So it's not a problem if, you know, you want our technician to go in there and add your number. It'll take them 2 seconds. You know, we can do that for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no problem. And then for, let's see, the secondary number that I wanted to put on your website, or you wanted to, what would that be? Would that be the one for Jameson, or would it be for Cole?
I would say for Jameson, Cole, Jameson is cool with it. Cool.
I see it. 918-771-8114, right?
Yeah, because, so we actually, Cole's already got a company, but we're actually merging companies. So he's got a company called Carpenter's Son, which we all know who the carpenter is.
Oh, yeah, that's neat. Wow.
And honestly, we've just done ministry together, and the Lord's just brought us together even closer during these end times to where we're doing life together, all of us.
We're
working on getting about 50 acres and getting our family on it and start building houses out there and also having an entire area for people that are in rehab and stuff. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. Yeah, you know, that's the nice thing about the Lord is he gives everybody second chances. And most of the people that are the most on fire believers, they're the ones that have a past, you know. They've been through all kinds of things. And he died to forgive us, you know. So I love it. It's so great. Yeah, and I love the way the three of you are doing life and ministry together, because that's how our church kind of believes, because we have a huge, huge fellowship. I don't know if you've heard of Pastor Greg Laurie, but he travels around the nation. He does the Harvest Crusades. He's like a modern-day Billy Graham, where he goes and fills up these huge stadiums. They just made that Jesus Revolution movie based on his testimony. And so he's got such a huge ministry. He's got a church in Riverside, California, Orange County, which we go to, and then Kumalani, Hawaii. And he has such a huge fellowship. He says, you know what? The way to grow in my church is not in the pews. It's in circles. So he's always offering small groups for the women, for the men, for the couples, for the youth. And it's true. You build those relationships with your brothers and your sisters in the Lord, and it's just you have them forever, you know, and it's just so beautiful.
Yes.
You know? And he always says that's how a big church becomes small, you know, is by doing that, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So now, for the listing on Google, you want the LLC on there, right?
No. Okay. Honestly, we don't.
Okay.
We just want it to be JC Restores Construction and Remodeling.
Okay. I think that's actually smart, because I've had people say, once I put the LLC on there, people think that I'm liable, and I don't want that either, you know? So, which of course, you know, you are, but you don't want to showcase it so that you come across a problem client either, you know?
Well, and we're also actually about to change it to an S Corp anyway, so.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Then you don't have to go in and change anything here, because it's already set up under JC Restores Construction and Remodeling. Now, is the 101 South 145th East Avenue, is that a physical address where you can receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So I'm going to have Google send the 5-digit PIN code to that address, Noah. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just make sure that when you get that you get it back to us. And
okay. And just to clarify, this doesn't start until we get everything set up, like the actual 30 days.
So it has to start today. So they can't do any type of programming or anything until it's paid for, right? So that's what gets the ball rolling, so to speak. So it does start today. But the reason we say 30 to 45 days, quite honestly, is some of the timeline is dependent on you. Okay, so the first one is what I already told you. When you get that PIN code, get it back to us in a timely manner. And let's say you're out in the field when you get it and you don't have time to call us. No problem. Just reply to one of our emails or one of our text messages. As long as you get it over to us, we can submit it to Google and things will go quickly for you. But you would be shocked if
That's
you
fine.
Knew how, yeah, how many times I talk to someone and 3 weeks goes by and I say, you know, I reach out to them. We haven't heard back from you. Did you get the PIN code? Oh, yeah, I got it, but I didn't think I needed it, so I threw it away. Okay, well, now we have to resend it, and things like that will hold up the placement, right? So as long as you get it back in a timely manner, you're going to get published a whole lot quicker. The second thing is the client interview that we set up for tomorrow. Try not to miss that appointment. I know life happens and maybe something unexpected comes up, which is great. Call me and we'll schedule something later for tomorrow. But believe it or not, sometimes people miss that appointment. It has to be rescheduled and they reschedule it again. And things like that will definitely hold up the placement also.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss that.
I didn't think you would. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, my wife's a stay-at-home mom, so she'll get the mail.
That's beautiful. Yeah, let her know, because I'll tell you this, Noah, it comes in a postcard size envelope from Google, and because it's so colorful, sometimes it gets mistaken as junk mail. So just let your wife know that, you know, if she sees that it's actually very important and to just set it aside, okay?
Gotcha.
And I was going to tell you, I actually got that pricing and the website approved. My supervisor wrote me back and he said, go ahead and include this client in your friends and family pricing. Also include the website and waive the charges off that. And he said to wish you a very profitable year. I thought that was so nice of him, but I already applied those two promo codes. So let me just go over here. And my only question is, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I worked for corporate America for 5 years, and I was a radical Christian on the phone. And I've actually got wrote up for my faith 3 times. Working for corporate America in sales, actually acquisition and retention is what I did. So,
And you know what? If you're persecuted for his name's sake, you're blessed. So that's good if you got written up for it.
I walked into HR and I was on fire. Literally, I told them, I was like, you know what? You guys are just going to, because I was the top 10 agent in the entire company.
And
I told them, you're going to have to just fire me. And when you guys do fire me, I'm going to get a lawyer and I'm going to sue you guys.
Yeah.
So go ahead. And that's what I told my HR. Because that's the truth. Like, we're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, it's no good for anything but to be trampled on and walked on by people. And I won't be walked on.
Yep.
And I will stand up for my God.
I agree.
He's realer than what's in front of us.
Yeah, it's like that scripture, if you deny him on earth, he'll deny us in heaven, you know, and we're not going to let that happen for any company. You know, what's funny with this company is in the 12 years I've been here, the culture's completely changed. When I first came, they would, you know, there was one of the managers that was like a big positive thinker type guy where he's like, write down your goals every day and it's going to happen. And then there was another one
business
that was
mindset,
like, and then there was another one that was a Jehovah Witness. And then there was me that was the Christian, and we'd all get together and have little meetings in the morning, and they would have like different strategies. And I'd say, you know, as a top producing agent over the years, I would tell them, well, all I do is pray. And they, oh, stop it, Tina, you know, and I'm like, no, all I do is pray. I don't pray for money. I don't pray for accounts. I pray that God will bring the right people in my path, that this will help every day. And he does. You know?
Amen.
And it's just so funny because now there's so many Bible-believing Christians here, and oftentimes when we bring a new client on board, people will put in our little company chat, PTL, which means praise the Lord, and I'm just so thankful that, you know, the culture went from, like, where it once was, where it was like I was the odd man out, to where there's, like, more people, you know, giving glory to God, which I love it.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm so happy that we crossed paths, Noah. I know that it wasn't by accident.
Yeah.
Well, now,
keep it up, because
thank you.
You've got a person rooting for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate that. So now, for the billing, is the billing address also the 145th Avenue, or would it be a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
You can put it as the billing.
The same? Okay, perfect. And then is it your name on the credit card or the business name or both?
It'll be my name on this one.
Okay.
I lost my business card, so.
Oh, I see. Well, if it's a personal, you'll still get invoices for every transaction, so you can still submit it at the end of the year for taxes as a business expense. And does it say Noah Wilson, or is there a middle name or initial on the card?
Give me just a minute.
Of course.
Could you hang tight for just a second?
Yes.
Grouting this bathroom.
I don't mind waiting, Noah. Take your time. No worries at all.
My wallet's out in my truck.
Okay. No problem.
And can we change the card in the future if we want to?
Yep. So you're going to get a login to your client dashboard, which is that interface I was talking about that you'll be able to see the results on. So in that dashboard, there's also a tab that says billing. You can click on the billing tab and you can change the card at any time. And of course, if it's easier, you could also call us. We're here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, it's too bad I can't send you a picture of this shower because it's beautiful.
Oh, well, take a picture of it when you're done, because I always tell people the more proactive you are with the account, the better results that you'll get, right? So some people say, oh, just build the site and we hired you to do that. We don't want to get involved. Just use stock photos. We don't care. And if they want that, we'll do it. But I always tell people, hey, if you have actual before and after photos and actual content, you're obviously going to get better results, right? So, yeah, start kind of gathering information like that, and you can send it to us as you get it, because ongoing, any revisions that you make to the site down the road or even to the Google listing, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me just a minute here.
Of course.
Finishing up this. Only reason why I say that is because grout dries very, very fast. So.
Yes. Yeah, I watched some of those HGTV shows, and it's cool because I didn't know that there's even, like, glitter grout and different colors of grout, you know? You think grout is all just being that one color, you know? And I didn't know that there's – sometimes people use it for, like, a design factor, too, you know? I'm like, that's very cool.
Yep. Yeah, just a little thing like that.
Yeah, I bet it makes a big difference, too.
Yeah, we do the designing. We do it all.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
I did interior design for 5 years before this.
Ooh, that's nice. So you must have a very creative mindset.
Sometimes. Just depends. Depends on what it is. If I'm coloring a page, coloring book, no.
No.
Or if you give me a paintbrush, no. But if you give me a blueprint, 100%.
Yeah, it's amazing when I watch those shows how they'll walk into a space and they'll be like, well, we could take this wall down and put the kitchen over here and put a window here. And I'm like, how do they even think like that? Like, my mind wouldn't even work that way, you know? And it's just amazing how they can, like, totally transform a space by, you know, being so creative like that, you know? So.
Amen. Yeah, we're all made for different parts of the body.
I agree.
I guess I'm going to be building stuff.
Yeah, my pastor was talking about yesterday about, you know, the scripture that says when you give, you know, without letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing, you know, and it was talking about, he said, it took me a long time as a believer to know what that meant. And he said, it's because we're all parts of the body. So it's not that we're supposed to, you know, get recognition for it on earth because God will reward us when we get to heaven. And I'm like, oh, that's true. Like the way he put it, I'm like, that, I never thought of it that way before, you know? Yep.
Yep. When the Lord comes, you'll see all the rewards that people get.
Yep.
Remember, he says, remember, I'm coming quickly and my reward is with me. Give all who have done what they've been done good, what they've done bad.
Yeah.
He's what I call the true Santa Claus.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the Christian walk is the, you know, hearing well done, good and faithful servant, you know, enter into the joy of the Lord. So I love that scripture so much. So
we're almost there. Almost there.
Yeah, no problem, Noah.
I was talking about we're almost to the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totally. Now that Iran is involved, like it says in Ezekiel 38, my wires are up, you know. Everyone's saying we can't say that this is indefinitely in Ezekiel 38, but just watch, you know, once Russia and Turkey gets involved, that's when we're going to really start knowing that, hey, things are playing out quickly, you know, and just the fact that
they're
so much is coming against Israel, right? So
you have Russia, China, because remember the beast is, it resembled a leopard and it had feet like a bear and there was a dragon. So where's the bear from? Russia. Where's the dragon from? China. And where is the leopard from? The leopard, where does the leopard come from? Well, it's called the Persian leopard, which Persia is Iran.
Wow.
And they actually signed a treaty back in 2017, Russia, China, Iran, and Turkey, and they started to create their own system called BRICS. So it's already in motion, but there's a country that has to fall beforehand. In order for you to set up a one world system of government, you have to have one country to be eradicated from that situation, and that would be America. When you look at Revelation 17 and 18, it talks about the woman, Mystery Babylon.
who was policing the nations of the world. And that is not, and everything, the reason why God allowed, because the Bible says that God is the one who